This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. Dave sends me a sheet with some good news items to discuss. I look for them. We come up with a combo. And I'm going to start at one that Dave sent me, which resonates with some, shocks others, and should concern all. How much you need to make to afford a new single-family home? How much you need to make to afford to buy a home? In 2019, this is according to a new report from Oxford Economics. It just sounds important, right? If it's Oxford Economics.
That's kind of economics people I like to talk to.
Yeah, Oxford. Sounds good to me. 2019. Pre-pandemic, and for some, the salad days of the Donald Trump first administration. You know what it cost you? Household income? $56,800. You know what it is now, according to this study? Just a shade below $108,000. I'm not talking 20 years apart. I'm not talking 40 years apart. I am saying a household, according to the Oxford study here, needs to earn, let's just round it up, $108,000 to afford a new single-family home, pay the property tax insurance costs, right, in the third quarter of this year. That is almost double of, let's raise this up to, of $57,000. As the study points out, just 36% of U.S. households earn enough to own this home. Okay, that's 36%. In 2019, it was 59%. The least affordable U.S. metro region, San Jose. Did you see how much cost for the median home price in San Jose?
I'm sure it's reasonable.
$1.89
million. My goodness.
That's the median. That is the bleeping median. So here's what I want to hear. Are you in this business? Because my older boys were looking at homes the last few years, so I became a little bit more familiar because I saw some of the homes and was impressed by many and was like, this costs this much money? You're kidding me, right? Have you looked around at this and realized with the dramatic jump in insurance costs, property taxes in some areas, which have jumped dramatically. And oh, by the way, mortgage, double, right? From under, under four to near eight. Have you dealt with this personally? Because $108,000 is very good money. That is, you're doing well. And this isn't like, you know, the mansion. This isn't the $5 million house. And so are you dealing with this housing situation? And also, when we're still dealing with the increased costs, where do the increased cost hit you most? Where do you see them either for a big purchase or a regular purchase? You sent me a story yesterday where it showed in some areas grocery prices finally coming down. I'm looking at that, like 7. And then at about 8, there was another report of inflation going up.
Yes, due to other things.
And so I get it. When the economy comes to a screeching halt all across the world, including here, and Donald Trump, I repeat, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are printing money. And clearly the last one, the Inflation Reduction Act, was the most controversial one for Joe Biden. I should add that, by the way. Larry Summers, longtime, well-respected Democrat on financial matters, who was critical of the Inflation Reduction Act. And many Republicans cited it at the time. Hey, here's your guy Summers. He's saying don't do it. And they did it. And there's a lot of data to show that that played a part in extending inflation. There are other benefits to it, but seems to be pretty indisputable. Couple things that played a part. And oh, by the way, our inflation numbers have come down notably more than most Western nations. But as we said a lot lately, even though that's true, if you're going to the grocery store, Dave, you don't care that Joe in Hamburg, Germany, is still dealing with inflation at a worse level. Doesn't make you feel better when you're paying for your eggs and say, hey, but some guy I might be friends with in Hamburg is paying 150% of this.
You don't poor Joe.
Yeah, poor Joe. I love eggs, by the way.
Any kind? Doesn't matter?
Well, I'm tremendous at the omelet.
Oh, I've heard you.
I have to admit. It's a curse.
Yeah, you're great at making a mediocre egg dish. Great.
Yeah, good for you and your hatred of an omelet is just, I'm getting Matt Gaetz on you. You're first, man. You're out of here. Gaetzy, I've come around to Gaetzy. We're pals.
Yeah.
Gaetzy. You're Mr. Big Scramble, aren't you?
Love the scramble.
They're fine. They're lazy. You know, you just pour the eggs in there and you start spinning them right away.
Lazy?
Right.
It's more work. You're just putting it in the pan. Hey, I'll let the pan do the work. I'm just going to sit back here.
Lots of good ingredients.
Sip on my tea.
I don't just put just the regular omelet out there. I add elements to it.
I add elements to the scramble, but I'm working the whole time.
It makes it sing. That's what my omelet does. Exactly. It's like Julie Andrews as Beyonce is right in the room with me as I'm making the omelet.
That sounds all right.
Right. So Larry Summers, by the way, that was the weave, a bit of the weave right there. Larry Summers, by the way, is hardcore against Donald Trump's tariffs. So if you're bragging about Larry Summers and the inflation situation, just know that Larry Summers is like, please, for the love of God, Donald, don't go with these tariffs. So it'll be funny how people pick and choose on Larry Summers. Wait, he's not your guy anymore? Isn't that or now he is your guy, but before he wasn't your guy? Isn't that convenient? You pick and choose. Which cost is still kicking you in the teeth right now? Which cost is even, let's say maybe you can afford it. Bravo. Good for you. But you're still like, are you bleeping kidding me? It still costs this much? Because to have to make $108,000 from $58,000 to 5 years to buy a house in the third quarter, where it's pretty close to double. That's staggering. And if you want to believe in, you know, the so-called American dream, that's a part of the process, right? Your first house is not the $4 million house in Lake Minnetonka for 99%, right?
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Which cost is still hurting you? Or even if you can afford it, you're like, why is this still going on? 651-461-9226. I would love phone calls on this where you can elaborate. You can give us a little bit, maybe your frustration, your anger. Maybe it's your relief where you think things are better. If you want to text, that's fine also. 651-461-9226 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great tune. I'm a big fan.
Wonderful song.
Mm-hmm. Should we play it more? What's our limit where we get in trouble?
Not much more than this.
What's our theme today?
Do you know who's celebrating a big birthday today? 76 years old.
Give me a clue or two.
Well, he's 76. That's your first clue.
Thank you. I might need to narrow
lives
it a
across
little.
The pond.
Lives across the pond.
Got a big house. Real big house.
Big house across the pond. Chuck?
King Chuck. Charles.
Chuck's only 76?
King Charles is 76 today.
Wow.
So I
thought he was older.
No, he's 76 today.
Yeah, I know. I just thought I was making an observation about my inaccurate perception.
Yes, and my response is, well, he's not. He's 76 today.
Thank you.
November 14th, 2024.
That would really change the dynamic if I was fine. And you just said, no, not correct.
King Charles is still 76 today. And so I went out and contacted a bunch of fellow kings, such as the Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
As you just heard.
Who is Leon anyway?
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And these are his kings.
Famous Leon 651-461-9226. Leon, it's the greatest addition to a television show ever.
He brings the ruckus.
He brings the ruckus. There's no doubt. Ahmed on Curb. Is there any doubt he's the greatest addition to a television show ever? An already established show, in my opinion, and I know it's an opinion, so I'll be corrected now, the greatest television show ever. When The Black showed up and Larry broke up with, who is it? It's a famous actress, but then Leon hung around for the last, what, about 5-6 years?
Yeah.
I mean, just phenomenal. Addition. That's number one. I got Leon Spinks, number two.
That was my only other one I could think of right now.
So I got Lee. I don't have a lot of Leons.
Leon Lett?
Leon Lett. And when I think of Leon Lett, I think of the Thanksgiving game against the Bills, and he's holding the football down, and I think it's Don Beebe who catches up to him.
Wasn't he also the guy that on a Thanksgiving Giving
no,
Day
no,
game.
You're right. I'm getting confused. That was the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But then what did he do in the Thanksgiving
it
game?
It was a snowy day in, well, Dallas, obviously.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
They were playing Miami, and there was a late field goal Miami had. It was blocked, and instead of just letting it go, and Dallas takes the ball, he goes over and tries to dive and slide
and
slips
Miami
in the snow
it.
And
yes.
gets it. Miami
yes.
gets it and
That's
gets
correct.
In the end zone.
Yes. Famous Leon's. Who's the greatest addition to an established television show? Are you looking up Leon's right now?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of great ones, to be
we
honest.
We probably should have more Leon's in the world right now. All right, back to the topics at hand. I mean, we got to go topics here. The value of my house doubled. Did the value of your house double in the last 5 years? My property, the scam of, well, for my property taxes purposes, has it jumped up? Not double, not even close to double, but has it jumped up? Yeah. Do I think I can get that amount of money? No. But I'm paying the property taxes that they assess me.
Well, there's that.
Oh, and you could appeal. Oh, yeah, that works out well.
We got tremendously lucky as far as timing to buy a house. We bought in 2011 when the market was, you know, at the bottom of the bottom at the time. And, I mean, it's been obviously 13 years instead of five, but our house value absolutely has doubled.
Really?
Yes.
Man, impressive.
Yes.
You're saying new family home. How much for an existing one? Well, it's all over the place, right? So it's hard to. And I did not see that in the story, if I missed it. Had to buy a different car in September. So expensive, barely can afford it. More text. I've been in real estate for the past 30-plus years. For $300K, you're buying a fixer-upper with high interest rates, high taxes, insurance, homeowners. It's the truth.
Yeah.
My boys were looking at homes around $300,000. And I think they were really surprised. I mean, the first house I bought, $189,000. And that's after I'd been here a while. It's not like I came back here. I was making nothing the first few years, living in an apartment, and then got established with the fan for a couple of years and the Wolves. And, yeah. That house, I bet, is worth $450,000
now. Sure it is. Well, I look at the homes just around me in our neighborhood and think, there's no way. I just don't understand how any, you know, young couple, a young single person, you know, getting that first job after a couple of years looking for that first home, there's just no chance.
Yeah, no, you're right. I sold my parents' duplex back in 2018 for $425,000. 6 months later, I could have gotten it for $700,000. Save your money. Save your money, the texter's pointing out. I like a more relaxed breakfast. I'm not scrambling for anything. The cost of home and auto insurance has skyrocketed much more than anything else. Why do you think Trump won the election? Huge part of it. I mean, we talked about it endlessly. The economy and inflation, no doubt. Let's see. Eggs. My son and his wife like to buy a house, and they make just a bit over the new number you're talking about, but they wouldn't have the other discretionary income if they bought the house. Reading just a slew of your texts. I'm making more money than I ever have, which is under 80K, and there's no way I could afford to live alone. I need a roommate. Found a house in Anoka this summer for $238,000 with high interest rates and tax payments. It's almost $1,900. Insane. Costs are crazy. I paid $75 for a happy intimate massage last week. That's up 37% from last year. Leon Redbone. Yes. Leon Russell. Leon Panetta. Leon Jaworski. Thank you. My father, Leon Hills. Yeah. A lot of Leons coming out.
It's good.
None. As impressive as Leon Black on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He is the definitive Leon. How about when Harris, the big surprise was going to be Beyonce? And it turned out to be Leon Panetta. Was that the start of the downfall of the campaign?
I frankly don't really see a difference between the two.
Yeah, very, very similar. Rich Gannon on this show frequently, former NFL MVP. his thoughts on Sam Darnold, his thoughts on the Vikings, and other issues related to the National Football League. Gannon next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.